Christ is made the sure foundation, Christ our head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in one. Holy Zion's help forever, and our confidence alone. For our daily prayer, we use the Order of Morning Prayer found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of the Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be.
We turn to hymn number 907 in Lutheran Service Book, God Himself is Present.
In his temple,
reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us by what authority you do these things, or who it is that gave you this authority." He answered them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenant so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they had heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Christopher Berger, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Columbia, South Carolina.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus asked this question, the baptism of John, from heaven was it or from man? This question is asked by Jesus in the temple immediately after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem and his cleansing of the temple, throwing out the sellers, saying to them, "It is written, 'And my house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." It was for this reason the high priest and the scribes were seeking to destroy Jesus, as were the leaders of the people. But they could not do it, for the people were hanging on Jesus' words, even as he would soon hang on the cross for the sins of the world. Jesus knows what's going on. He is no fool. He knows full well what is happening. He knows, and he is there anyway. In fact, that is why he is there in the temple, preaching and teaching this day. So that later in the week, on that Holy Thursday evening, after giving to his apostles and to his church the holy meal of his very body and blood, Jesus might be taken prisoner by those same leaders and authorities, so they might beat him, shamefully mistreat him, wound him, and finally cast him outside the city, and then kill him. Jesus is pleased to undergo this baptism to the death so that by your baptism you might be found alive in him, clothed with his righteousness and holiness, even as he was once baptized in the waters of the Jordan River, baptized into the sins and transgressions of the world, so that he might take those sins to the cross and nail them there in condemnation in his own divine flesh. The leaders of the people, the scribes and the high priest, were smart men. They were well educated. They had power. They were wealthy. They hated Jesus because he was a threat to all that they thought they had attained for themselves. They were upset that Jesus taught with authority and the people were hanging on his words, not theirs. They were upset that he had thrown out the money changers and the merchants from the temple, for they were profitable for all who were in power, at least. And so they accused Jesus and asked him, By what authority do you do these things? Or who is the one who gave to you this authority? They are politically aware, even as they are politically motivated. They want what they want. Truth is immaterial to them. Jesus is immaterial to them. And so, Jesus answers their accusations with his own question, and implied in the question is the answer. The baptism of John, is it from heaven or from man? The leaders of the people are motivated by power and money and pride. They are politically motivated. They are pragmatic. Truth does not matter to them. They reject Christ. Earlier in chapter 7, Luke tells us, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by John the Baptist. So, what do you think? Is baptism from God or is it from man? Even John's baptism, was it from God or from man? The leaders of the temple are pragmatic. They do not care for the truth, and they do not care for the humility that begs for forgiveness in repentance. Now, this is what John the Baptist was all about, preaching a baptism of repentance into the forgiveness of sins, as St. Luke tells us in chapter 3. And so, they refuse to answer, being caught between the proverbial rock and a hard place. Jesus is that rock, and they will be crushed in unrepentance and unbelief. And you who fall on Jesus, you will be broken, but there is no other place to fall. So fall on Jesus, the rock. Be broken in repentance. Trust in his mercy. Trust in his love. Trust in his word, which was spoken over you in your baptism, which delivers to you the forgiveness which he poured out for you on the cross. Hang on his words and live in him. Believe in him and receive your blood-bought forgiveness, for you are baptized into Christ. You are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Christopher Berger for today's meditation on God's Word. We now turn to hymn number 837 in Lutheran Service Book, Lift High the Cross. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the stone that the builders rejected, but on the third day you became the cornerstone. By your word and spirit, open our hearts to receive you as the beloved Son sent from the Father, so that we might always embrace suffering as the means by which we enter into your glory. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ keep you in his grace and bless your day.